So we left London last night at 2:10 in AM. So it wasn't really the night, it was the morning. And we're now in Cornwall, in a place called Foy, which wasn't our destination at all. We just decided that we were going to go there. And now we're here. And we stayed for all of... How long? Half an hour? And now we're going to reach our destination. Welcome to episode 41. With me, Mark, and with Charles, and with Adam and Veli, coming to you live from Cornwall. Here's the music. Enjoy.
This is the Enfield Music Originals podcast, playing you the planet's best underground music, Overground.
Welcome back to EnfieldMusic.com. It's time for the Lost Broadcast with your host, Mr. Mark Riley.
Just to show that this really is live, okay, the song is now done, which is the title music as we play on every episode, and we're still in Foy, in the same place, in the car park, and Charles is still smoking the same cigarette. So there you go. I'm lying, it's not live. So this is Road Trip Part 2, and that little interlude there was just to prove that we're not broadcasting, even though, you know, we are, but we're not. And it's the usual thing, I'm in the car with Charles.
Hello.
And Adam is in the car behind with Veli. And we just left Foy, sort of. Well, we're still in the vicinity of Foy. We're now heading towards St Austell for... Well, actually, we're not really going to St Austell at all, actually. We're on our way to Penzance, but we have to pass through St Austell because we're coming from Foy, obviously. So, I don't know about you, but I'm really knackered.
How are you still tired? You slept the entire journey.
Oh, shut up. I did not. I slept for about an hour, max.
Oh, you slept for ages.
Oh, shut up. I did not.
Until we got to Cornwall, and then you were like, oh my God, Cornwall, yes!
I did not.
You woke up immediately.
I fell asleep twice. Once for half an hour, and then you decided, rather than tap me and go, Mark,
no,
wake up.
You only sleep for like 5 minutes that time.
And then, yeah, five, there you go. So you admit, 5 minutes.
The
and
first time, yeah. Out of the three.
And then you turn the music, you blared the music up. So I jumped out of my pants to wake me up. And I go, yeah. Oh, well, I'm getting out now. Thank you, Charles.
No. I asked if you wanted to stop. I said we were stopping the services, yeah. I don't know if I asked you.
No, you didn't. You just kind of told me. That's fine. I agree. Yeah. No, I'm not too fussed. But so anyway, and then
you still slept a long time.
I did not.
A good third of the 6 hour journey.
What, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh really? That's okay.
From bear in mind, that's 2 hours of me not having anyone to talk to. With Adam like doing this and like waving at me from the car behind.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you, those of you listening on the radio, because we're not actually filming this, that was him frantically moving his hands on a quiet country road.
Yeah. While just winding away. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have a mini heart attack there, I promise. Yeah, and I didn't actually go to sleep last night. So I've only slept on this journey. You at least, after you got in from work...
Slept for an hour,
yeah,
max.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. But anyway, this is a tune we're going to play you. It comes from the Luxford Project, which is Graham Pike, who's becoming a good friend of ours on the internet. He'll be depping in a band on the 5th of July at the Live on the Lawn gig, which we will be doing at Forty Hall. So I'm just looking at all these strange names. I swear, right?
I know, right? Mark. What kind of a name is that?
Yeah, I know. It's a stupid name. Actually, it's not. It's Murrick.
Murrick.
We're in Cornwall now.
Murrick.
If it's written one way, you have to pronounce it another way.
Right.
Like, you know, Murrick. Foy, not Foey. Foy, because that makes sense. Okay. Sort your names out, Cornwall. Because we subsidise you.
Yeah.
Not us personally. Well, yeah, actually, us personally. Because we just bought a pasty in a shop, which I have to say was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And a sausage roll. It tastes like, you know the little sausage rolls you get at parties?
No.
You know the little like cocktail sausage rolls?
No one ever invites me to parties.
Oh, fair enough. Well, people who do parties have little cocktail sausage rolls, and it tastes like that, but a giant one. It was lovely.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Awesome. Okay, then. Anyway, this is This is a song I have played before, quite a while ago. Because we're now on episode 41, I can't remember. It all sort of meshes into one episode, one long episode of 20 hours. It's got to be, really.
It's just only half an hour.
Well, three quarters of an hour, some are an hour. But they range from half an hour to an hour. The most we've ever done is the Christmas episode, which is like 2 hours or an hour and a half or something silly like that. Anyway, this is a track from the Loxford Project by Graham Pike. And I had trouble, I do remember this because I had trouble pronouncing it before. Zooby Boom.
The Great Yum. Great Yum. Is that when you played it?
But then that's quite recent.
Yeah.
Zooby da boom.
I'm sure you can correct yourself later.
Alright, well anyway, this is Loxford. Enjoy this track.
Like that scat stuff, worst thing I ever heard. It's so absurd. But it comes in handy when I forget the words. If I'm staring kind of manic, can you see that look of panic in my eyes? You realize the words have gone. Zoobity bum will do. Scat stuff, it don't mean a thing. What would be the point of rhythm if it ain't got that swing? If I'm staring kind of manic and you see that look of panic in my eyes, you realize the words have gone. Zoobity bum will do. You realize the words have gone. Zoobity bum will do. Oh, anything will do. Help me.
So that was the Loxford Project with Zoobity Boom. I think I said it right this time, actually. And we've stopped, and I've kind of, I don't know how this has happened, but we've kind of ended up at the Eden Project in St Austell, or just outside St Austell.
It's just a 3-minute drive from Foy.
Apparently.
Because you know how long the song took? It's about a 3-minute drive.
I wanted to go to the A30.
That sounds like a riveting time.
Well, it would have brought us to our destination, considering we actually don't know where we're going.
We are our destination at the moment.
Well, anyway, we've managed to successfully be bullied.
Shut up, Charles.
It's such a cliche, but he's right. For those of you who didn't hear that, he said it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. It is, it's true. So, even though we're not anywhere near our precious hometown, there's some giggling in the background here. There's the banana coach we're about to go.
That's the one we just missed because you were fiddling around with your camera lens.
Oh, no, right, okay. Apparently I was fiddling around with my camera. I was, actually. It's not a lie, I was. Well, anyway, here's a tune. And I think it's very apt, actually, because we're in the Eden Project, and the tune has nothing to do with Cornwall whatsoever. It's actually about our nation's capital city. and it's called Welcome to London, and it's by the Edenites.
You're listening to Lost Broadcast.
Showing love for my nation. Everybody raise the roof in London's town. Welcome to London.
Everybody sing when we calm down. We got the new sound coming from the underground. Feel me spitting, hitting it now lyrically. With the Edenites cleaning up now musically. Send me with the rhythm, baby, tell me with the flow. Speaking to tell me get them, send them I get down low. Ask me why I'm feeling, me sending me just don't know. From Tottenham down to Brixton, I'm possessed my soul. It's
listening to Enfield Music. We're here at the Eden Project right now, and Mark has gone to piss like a racehorse.
With all the old biddies.
And he wanted us to come here so he could buy something for the Eden Project and pretend that he went inside.
And piss like a racehorse.
And piss like a racehorse. Tut tut, Mark. Tut tut.
He hasn't even got anything good that we can nick. I was kind of hoping he left some money or something, so I haven't
I
got
stole
any.
Something good.
What? Oh yeah. He'll notice.
Quick, hide the camera, hide it. He's coming back. Quick, quick, quick.
Enfield Music Podcast.
Download and listen. Enjoy.
Enfield Music Podcast. Enfield Music Podcast.
What was that?
part three. Ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, there you go. Very high tech.
Yeah.
So that was Welcome to London by the Edenites. Coming to you from the Eden Project in St Austell, or just outside St Austell.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
It is. A little known fact, actually. I remember when they were building it, and I almost, had I had the train fare to come down here, I would have been a part of the volunteering project, volunteering for the project, and got all the benefits to go with it. But it didn't happen. So there you go. We're now trying to find our way back, way back to the A30.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can actually end up on our final, not our final destination, because that would mean we're going to die.
Damn.
Hope we
don't. Got dark really quickly.
No, it did, actually. That was,
yeah. Eden Project's all about life. You're like, fine, we're just, no, I'm going to die.
Well, we didn't go in. We were going to, you know, but we didn't. Because it's like...
They have a nice gift shop, though.
They do. It's £25 each, adult.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Which
is crazy.
Yeah, 12.50 for a child, was it?
Yeah, something like that. 12 to 13, something stupid.
Well, so when we come back later on in the year, I want to bring my family in. That's like...
£69 for a family ticket.
Wow.
But I'm assuming that involves two kids. They normally are £2, two kids.
Well, mind you, even if just for three of us, it's not going to be much cheaper.
No.
No. So...
But that still probably would... No, it would be cheaper.
I mean, it is a charity. So I understand why it's so expensive. And it is... To be fair, it's worth it. I can't say it's not worth it.
I'm just too tired to enjoy it right now.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. And to be honest with you, not being unkind, but we could have just like gone to a park in Cornwall and said, we're broadcasting from the Eden Project, and you wouldn't know because this is radio.
Yeah. But we actually were there, we just didn't go inside.
We did.
We went to the gift shop.
We did, and we queued up,
and then when it was our turn, we left.
This is true. And you will see the advert for the show on YouTube, and possibly on Twitter, and you will see me spinning round in the just outside the entrance with me mouthing the words Eden Project. So we were there.
Yes.
I think it's time for another song.
I agree.
This was sent in from Lisa, who's been very quiet lately because she's just started a new job.
Ooh.
Yeah. Incidentally, our day jobs, which I'm not going to go into or divulge. I am going to divulge. Well, we work with younger members of our community. And as it turns out, so does Lisa.
Yeah.
So, not the same line of work that we do, but similar. If she worked for the same local authority as us, then our paths would cross. Let's just say that.
I see.
So anyway, she sent in quite a few tracks for us. So this is basically the Lisa show, okay? And she should really be presenting, which we will. I promise you, we will have her on there. And also, we're going to have Drew as well from. I'm just making sure that this truck doesn't run us off the road. Not that I could do anything about it other than scream. I want to prepare myself and get the listeners ready for when I scream like a little baby. We're going to get her and Drew, as is from Soup. And we're going to talk about the gig that we just did at Fawlty Hall at some point during the show. Not right now. But anyway, this is a cover song. We don't often do covers, but we're not against the idea. So this is a cover of an Elvis song. I'm not an Elvis fan. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to lie. But it's not about what I like, really. Sometimes it is.
A little bit.
But anyway, I forgot the name of the artist. It's three. I'm not going to embarrass myself and get it wrong. But it's an Elvis song. So enjoy this. So that was Can't Help Falling in Love, and it was by I'll have to look up the file and I'll tell you later on in the show, but I can't be bothered to look right now. We've arrived at the camp. We're in Marazion in West Cornwall, just outside of Penzance. We're actually in the district of Penzance, but just outside the town of Penzance, and it's a really misty day. It's so misty that when we stand by the coast, you can't actually see the sea or even St Michael's Mount, which is I've never heard of. I was the fastest to put my tent up, and it's all ready to go because mine was probably the smallest and designed to be really easy. And I'm recording and talking into the microphone, and Veli's talking to me again. So there you go. I'm talking into a microphone and I'm recording. Adam is making some dulcet tones in the background.
Rubble. I'm not even having a cup of tea yet.
Hey, look, and Adam, Charles just went and bought them. And I wiped the smile off his face when I called him Adam. Right. So Adam and Veli have just finished their tent. And I have to say, it's looking pretty awesome. And it's actually starting to rain, funny enough. So we've got our tents up. And it's now starting to rain. We've got electricity, we've got internet. So it's camping on a kind of like, you know, the rugged scale that we're used to, but with all mod cons. And we've got the kettle on the go, so we're just about to have a cup of tea. And I'm going to play a tune. This is a wonderful artist by the name of Annie Mae Adams. And we've played her, I think, 2 weeks ago on episode 39. And we played her on episode 40. I did try to book her for the most recent gig that we did at 40 Hall, which was the Big Lunch, Big Sunday, which there is no record of us doing because our local rags and 40 Hall didn't publicise us. I say 40 Hill Estate, not to be confused with the farm who did publicise us and the Friends of 40 Hall. Because they had 40 Hill Estate had an event on at the same day, which was Open Sunday or something, which ran simultaneous with our event. And there was a gentleman who was staring at me. I'm not surprising because I'm sort of standing in the middle of a field in my T-shirt and talking into a recorder. So it's not surprising really that I look a bit weird. So anyway, back to Annie Mae Adams, and I played a song of hers which is called Coastline, I think. And then her manager, I think it's Angie, so I want to say hello. Thank you for sending in the stuff and look forward to some more stuff. Sent us in a track, Be With You, last week, which we played. And this week she sent us in a track which I want you to all enjoy, and it's a fantastic track because I've already listened to it, and it's called Brick by Brick.
She used to have a house as strong as my heart, but now I find that it's falling apart. The day came to knock it down brick by brick, and I don't think the foundations can take another hit, yeah. It's falling, breaking, crumbling under its weight, and I don't know how it got in this state.
Great track. That was Annie Mae Adams, and you can follow her on Twitter and check her out. Essex, I think, an Essex girl. So yeah, I do like her voice. I like her playing. So yeah, please keep sending those tracks in, and we keep playing them. So I'm just going to move straight on. This next track I have to play because it's a really dear friend of ours, and I love her music. And this is a free download available on SoundCloud. And it's Hannah's Marines, and I played it before, but I don't care. Okay, so she's our friend, and she's my friend actually, and a very good friend of my wife's as well. So this is Hannah's Marines, sorry, and it's Let's Be Bolder.
It don't have to be hard, so why make it complicated? I can feel it, we're in this moment, we have to. to take this, we have to own it. Oh, I believe this is just what we need. So lay back, relax, and let me take the lead. Let me take a little weight off your shoulders to carry all the stress right through the night. Say you wanna be brave, and let's be bold.
Hannah's Marines, and that was the track Let's Be Bolder, which has got a video. You can check her out. The track is actually featured on our website, infomusic.com, and you can have listened to it there. And also earlier on when we played the Edenites, that's another song that if you want to hear it again, you can go on to the artist page on infomusic.com and play it back there and listen to it there. Yes, you can. So we're, as I said, it's just started to slightly rain, and now we're all sitting around with cups of coffee and tea and biscuits, because that's what we do. Actually, that's actually the truth. We do largely drink lots of tea and coffee and biscuits. We don't drink biscuits, obviously, we eat them. So I'm just going to crack right on and play this next song. I'm going to play, actually, is I played it last week and I want to play it again this week, because I'm hoping that it's going to be the kind of the catalyst, almost like a, instead of a rain dance, a kind of sun dance, to kind of clear away all the bad weather and bring out the sun. So, because at the moment we've got a wet, slightly wet, dark afternoon, and we want a sunny afternoon. So this is By Soup, one of my favourite acts, and it's Sunny Afternoon.
Man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I've got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me. To live it's coming, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
I've got to say, I really love that track. I love the way they play it.
That was a great track.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I actually thought when I first heard Soup, like I didn't know they were a ukulele band. I actually thought they were an a cappella band.
Oh.
And seeing them at the big lunch at 40 Hall, they looked like that sort of group.
They were great.
Yeah.
They really were really good.
They were awesome.
Because I hadn't seen them live since we did Livestock last year, and because it was our kind of first introduction, that's how I met them first. Seeing their performance at Livestock, I was impressed with it, but not necessarily impressed with our kind of technical way of the way we dealt with it. So being able to go into this gig prepared and knowing exactly, well, more or less what to expect from them, and then their performance was fantastic. And then they did that song, and I was made up because I played that song a few times on the show, and I really do like it. And then they did the IKEA song, which
I forgot
they do, which is, I mean, I've only ever heard, I'm sure it's one of theirs. I think it's an original, but it's such a good song.
That was such a funny
song. You know, it's a great, just to hear those lyrics and it makes you laugh, you know, it's fantastic.
I'll tell you, that was the first time I actually saw Soup, actually.
Is it really?
Live, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen them any other place.
They're playing tomorrow, because it's Friday today. Tomorrow, it was Saturday the 13th in Chingford Market.
Oh, nice.
Chingford Market. And then I know they've got some other dates, but you'd have to, listeners, you'd have to check out their Facebook for that. Two gigs I can assure you they are booked on is they're opening up for Live on the Lawn on the 5th of July at 40 Hall on the lawn in front of the house.
Cool.
And then there's Livestock, which I have to say, Livestock, the organisers, not that I'm promoting that gig in any way, I'm not. I'm promoting Soup and possibly the Edenites if they're performing.
Edenites are going to rock the show.
Yes, they are. They've released Soup, not Soup, the organisers of Livestock have released the band list for the three stages that they've got. And I didn't see Soup or the Edenites on there.
Huh.
Which I don't understand.
How can you not book those bands? Those bands are just amazing. I mean, if it was my festival, those would be the first on the list.
Absolutely, absolutely. I also don't understand why. Well, same. Well, to be fair, when it is an Enfield music gig, that's two acts that we do book. Because we know, A, they're crowd pleasers, they're entertaining, they're talented, and you know, it's just enjoyable because, you know, it's not all about the ego and the, you know, it's actually about entertaining people and having fun.
I love the way they both interact with the crowd as well. Like, they get the crowd going, they ask them questions, they talk to them. like they don't leave them out. They just they include them in their acts.
This is true. I mean, I'm not great at dancing, but I have to confess that I do enjoy a good dance and jump around. Always jump around really more than anything when I see the Edenites.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, it won't be long before I've got a fez and one of those bogus shirts.
Right.
Just so I can wear it at a soup gig. I guarantee it because it's such a, you know.
Have they got merchandise?
I've no idea. Yes, Soup do, yeah. You actually won a badge because you did the competition. I've just not got it claimed off of Drew, so we're just going to have to get that off of Drew.
Oh, yeah.
I know they've got T-shirts.
Oh, cool. I'd love to see into that.
And we'll have to get our own. I think maybe if we do an exchange, we give them a couple of Enfield Music T-shirts and they can give us a couple of Soup ones.
Yeah.
We'll see how we go with that.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, they're at Chingford Town Hall on Saturday the 13th, and the next gig, I know they've got other dates, but the next one I'm actually aware of is the 5th of July at 40 Hall. So check Soup out for that one. And the next track we're going to play is comes from Kent. Another one of the Lisa. There is a connection with this next artist, but I don't know if I should say.
Keep it a surprise, I reckon.
Okay, well, it's somebody who's very dear and close to Lisa's heart, I know for a fact. So this is an amazing rapper, and we've played quite a lot of his stuff on this show, and I really, really like his stuff. I really would actually quite like to go and see him live.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe we could actually get him recorded, actually. This is a track of his. I think this is one that's actually new to us, but anyway, we're going to play it anyway, obviously, because it might be, we might have played it, I'm not sure, but this is Jay Rister and this is Ignorance is Bliss.
Yo. Yo, as I kick off serious freestyle about how the world is evil, I see how I may be too spoofed out by the mean side. It's almost like I'm living in Dean now, that anyone could do good now. But if I lift up the blinds in my eyes to block the goodness, the same filter made for the reason of my music, I see the positives, and because of this I laugh and I honour it, cause honestly I hate seeing the opposite. It's kind of funny, if we look at our race in terms of money, greed, power and social authority, we can really put a down on shit, but without it we get lost in ignorance. No doubt that it's bliss. It's like a walk in the park on a sunny day in May, and kids are playing, not afraid of getting stalked in the dark. It's like a beautiful lady expressing a naked body without intentions of glory by endorsing her ass. Yeah, huh. See if we narrow the attention to war, poverty, things that bring depression, and never letting the bright side with full discretion. We're only a heavy session on herbal lessons, but let us be free, fly away, save by the hate and anguish, converse a different language so we don't understand the generic negative narrative. You get wherever you go, it's down to you to choose whether or not you use the loophole. And do you wanna feel freedom, huh? Do you wanna feel freedom, yeah? Then follow me as we proceed to walk around like we just don't care. And do you hate seeing hatred, huh? Do you hate seeing hatred, yeah? Then follow me as we proceed to live life like we ain't aware, yeah. Yeah. This ain't a joke, we can be away with the troubles and fly to a place without any traces of subtle crumbles of struggle from an exterior factor. It's all about the angle that you check reality. You better fetch the protractor and turn your shit to obtuse, cause before you know it you're enclosed by the shit on the news. Bitches and fools who live to be cool, sickening gloom that pinches through the dreamland and lets you know that no one's got time to listen to you. This is the truth and I'm spitting it through my relaxed style that you're listening to. I do it so I can capture a glimmering mood to exemplify the fact you can think it's all good when it isn't, cause there's a storm and a blizzard living outside of your living room and it's trying to get in, but every window is boarded, every door has been shut and people are knocking, but you don't wanna get up. But what happens when the intruders can't get in? Start the searching while you're grabbing to the chandelier, dangling, bandaging starts unraveling. They see your soul, they find you, then pull you down to earth to surprise you with rights you've escaped. See, you can live in paradise if you fantasize and you sanitize your minds off the side of times. But for me, man, I wanna do good, so I believe I gotta see bad. And do you wanna feel freedom, huh? Do you wanna feel freedom, yeah? Then follow me as we proceed to walk around like we just don't care. And do you hate seeing hatred, huh? Do you hate seeing hatred, yeah? then follow me as we proceed to live life like we ain't aware. Yeah, yeah, we need to find that balance and try to define what matters, matters. Don't hide when the bad shit happens, it's only gonna happen again if you blanket. Yeah, we need to find that balance and try to define what matters, matters. Don't make the good times seem bad because of the negative outlook that you have. And to the people who say that I'm so hypocritical, I know it isn't cool, but I appreciate my life to the fullest. I just get so schizo when I write. And to the people who don't understand me or this song, well, this is where you sing along. A boom, bibbidi bop, a boom, bibbidi bop, a boom, bibbidi bop, the whole night like. Boom, bibbidi bop, a boom, bibbidi bop, a boom, bibbidi bop, the whole night like. A boom, bibbidi bop, the boom, bibbidi bop, a boom, bibbidi bop, the whole night, And you've hidden the cracks, now you live in a land of illusion. With the bad, where's the skies? You choose the decision to wrap yourself up in these strands of wool. Listen, you lamb, use your eyes.
So that was Jay Rister, and that was Ignorance is Bliss. Check him out on Twitter, and it's alright, but he's just, I don't know what he's doing. He's bought a water bottle. Yeah, so we're going to kind of wrap up the show now, because I didn't actually want to spend too much time doing the show and recording it when, when I could, normally I do it live from home. So, and now we've discovered actually we can actually do a section of the show live from the campsite. I don't know if we will. We might do a special broadcast. We'll
see. Should do it for our listeners.
Maybe then I think the live broadcast will happen before this show is published, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that. But anyway, I'm far away, 300 odd miles away from my wife and my son, and I miss them terribly. I'm not used to going away without them, to be honest with you. I think the last time I did was for my stag weekend when we went to Yarmouth and we broadcasted the show. We did, me, Charles and Velly did the away team show. The road trip. It's the road trip.
There was twice.
No, we did it once. This is the second.
No. You've been away from them. Well, actually, it works out. You was away for your stag do. Then the next weekend, she was away for her hen night.
Yeah, that's true. But I was with Lucas. So.
Oh yeah. Sorry, my bad.
It's all right.
I'm tired.
No, so same here. It's absolutely fine. We haven't talked about before we do play the last song. We'll talk about the gig that we did on Sunday. The seventh, which was the big
lunch at 40 Hall.
Big lunch at 40 Hall. Big lunch at 40 Hall Farm. Let's get it. That's it. Yeah. We were partnering with the Friends of 40 Hall and the 40 Hall Farm, which is run by Capel Manor. And Kate McGeever, Joanne Brown from 40 Hall, Friends of 40 Hall. And we put on a number of artists, which we recorded a day. I just haven't edited the tracks. And we had Soup, who opened up the show. Then it was Pandora's Diary, did a blinding set.
Awesome.
That Blue Patch, who were fantastic.
They were great.
Then we had a band we never worked with before, called Back to Square One. And they went down a storm. Because they were kind of covers band and they did kind of rocky stuff. It was the right time. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was when it was at its most busiest. Then we had three artists from Music from the Red Room, which was Jesse Caxton, Tom Hards, and the amazing Lizzie Jo Reynolds.
She was awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
She was great.
Excuse me. And then, sort of semi-closing the show, it was the Edenites. And they were fantastic. It was only three of them. When I say three of them, it's actually only two of them, with the bassist from Band with No Name, Elizabeth, standing in on bass. And she's done that a few times, and she's a fantastic bass player.
Wasn't the guy from there from Band with No Name as well?
Yes, I was coming on to that. Oh. They were Band with No Name did a one track, got up and did a song at the end, and that's Witherdee. So it was three members of Band with No Name. Three members of them. Got up and played, and they did Thunder, the track, which is actually my favourite track of
this. That's the one. Yeah, I love that track.
And they were fantastic as well. And then Keith Hawkins got up and did a guitar stint, which is most unexpected.
And don't forget your wife.
And my wife, Keith got up, yeah, my wife and Keith got up and performed
Purple Haze.
They did Purple Haze. Yeah,
that was amazing.
That was.
It was good to hear Nicole sing again, by the way.
Yeah, they closed the show, so
yeah.
That was. So that kind of leads really nicely. And I will be playing stuff when I've got a bit more time to edit the tracks over the next few weeks, hopefully. So that leads quite nicely to this last track. As I said, I really miss my wife, so I'm going to play one of her songs to close the show. It's bizarre. Well, it's a song. I wrote the music and the concept behind the track, and it was for and about Cornwall, with a little bit of Stonehenge thrown in as well, in light of the fact that my birthday is on the summer solstice. So it's kind of apt. This is what this song is. So this is by Nicole Flodden, when from her Mostly days. Thank you very much for listening to episode 41. So it's a goodbye from me. Mark, I'm from Velly.
Say so later, guys. Take it easy.
Adam just stuck his two fingers up at me. Say goodbye, Adam.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Charles.
Bye.
Okay, I've just been flicked off by Charles. yeah, nice. So anyway, awesome so employees. This is Nicole Flodden and the summer solstice. Take care.